Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening. We're delighted to have as our special guest for tonight's show the mayor of Long Beach, Mayor Beverly O'Neill. We're also joined first by our friend Jim McHalion, who's the president, CEO of the Grand Prix Association of Long Beach. And Jim, welcome back to Straight Talk.
Well, thanks, Art. I'm glad to be back.
It's party time when you come on the show because April 8th through 10th is the biggest party in Southern California.
And that's what we intend to do again this year. This will be our 31st edition of the Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach, and we've got a spectacular lineup for anybody that is going to have the opportunity to come down and enjoy what we put on in the streets of Long Beach.
Well, I've always felt that the timing is everything, and you've always picked exactly the right weekend when spring is breaking out and you get 100, 200,000 people coming down and they have a great time. Some are really into the race. Some like to look at the spectators. Some like to eat. Some like to have a few drinks. But there's something for everyone.
And that's sort of what we try to achieve, is there's a whole variety of different activities. And yes, there are some hardcore race fans that come because they know every driver and every engine and component, and they know exactly what the standings are for the series, and they really follow the racing action on the track. And then there's many that come. In fact, the majority of the people that come to our event only come to one race a year. That's our race. And it's sort of symbolic of the attractiveness of the setting in which it takes place. I mean, Long Beach is a really beautiful place in which to conduct any event, as we saw last year with the Aquatics Festival, and we certainly take advantage of that setting in order to conduct our event every year.
And I understand Long Beach is considered the best race on the circuit for the reasons you've just indicated.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and the timing, yes, is important in the sense that it's generally a festive kind of an atmosphere. It's springtime. People are looking to go out and do things. But quite frankly, the setting in which it takes place and all the elements that are surround the track and the ability to go to restaurants right on track's edge, to stay in hotels inside the circuit as well as adjacent to it, the big convention center, and quite frankly, the friendliness of the people that occupy the city and the staff are really critical in terms of making it
work. For those of you that haven't had the chance, let's just run a clip and you'll get a sense of the sound and the excitement, and it's a great happening.
See if we can do it this time. They come down.
This
is the start of last year's race. As you can see, this is a rolling start, and as they go down Shoreline Drive, they reach speeds of up to 185 miles an hour, and now comes the fun part. And look at Tracy. He pulled out there and made a dramatic move right at the end of the front straight, and there were a couple people who had a little more difficulty getting through there. But that just goes to show you the attractiveness of this particular circuit, because you have a long straightaway and the opportunity to get down into turn one and hopefully avoid the kind of incident that you saw there, where we had to actually stop the race and clear all of that
those cars out of there. The sounds and the noise of the race add so much to it, and you can hear those cars a mile or two away as you're driving towards the race circuit. And there's also a smell of oil and grease and gasoline, and it really is kind of infectious. Now this year you've added drifting. What in the world is drifting?
Well, as you know, we constantly try to adjust our schedule to attract the broadest variety of people and demographic groups as we can. And we have the Champ Cars are back with their headliner event, and we're looking for, there's four champions that are going to be coming back to the series, and that'll certainly be the key aspect of the racing activity. But we have the Toyota Atlantic Series, we have the Trans Am Series, and then As always, we have the Toyota Pro Celebrity Race.
Oh, yeah, one of my favorites. So who are a couple of the celebs?
We've got Nicolette Sheridan. They're seeing if she can come in and participate. For sure, we have Simon Cowell from the American Idol, and Carl Malone, which is going to be a thrill in itself, watching him try to squeeze.
That's always one of my favorite part of the weekend.
Into a Celica. And then we have drifting, and drifting is actually a new series that's come over here from Japan, and basically what it is it's individuals who have a deal of car control. It's sort of what we did as kids when we slid around corners.
Like the stuntmen in movies.
Exactly, except they're getting paid for doing it,
well,
and they're doing it legally, and we're going to showcase them all around the circuit.
Wonderful.
And it should be something that's really attractive.
And you also have freestyle motocross this year.
Yeah, and one of the things we're trying to do is attract a younger audience, and certainly the drifting does that. The freestyle motocross, which is the bikes in the air when they're doing backflips and getting off the bike and getting back on, hopefully before they land back on the ramp. So that, and we have concerts. We have a Saturday concert with Pennywise, which also is well suited for that young genre. And then we just added something here the last few days, which I think is really going to be exciting. We're going to put a go-kart track inside the circuit, up on top of the arena parking garage. And we're going to allow everybody to come down during a weekend and actually pay a very nominal sum, but to be able to go out and race their go-karts around this track. And then what we're going to do is we're going to get the drivers to come out on their off times, set a time for everybody, and then we're going to allow the, all the water middies of this world to come out and say, oh, let me see how well I can do against a Bordet or a Tracy and see how well they can...
Fantastic ad. Yeah. And I know a couple of years ago you decided to add music in these concerts, and that's worked out real well.
Right.
So it's a whole weekend of activities. It's not just the race.
Yeah, and quite frankly, we've done a deal with this year with the Vault 350, which is up on Pine Avenue.
Yeah.
They're going to be conducting a series of concerts on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, later on in the evening, so people can leave our race and go downtown, have a nice meal, and then they can go up to the Vault 350 at 9 or 9:30, and they're going to have acts up there, including a Cheap Trick on Saturday night. So that should
be Cheap Trick.
Cheap Trick is going to be there.
That's a group.
You remember Cheap Trick, don't you?
Not the musical group.
Okay.
Okay. Well, this is a party weekend, and for those of you that have not yet had the chance, we're now in 35 cities reaching 650,000 people. We really invite you to come down and sample a great party weekend in Long Beach. Long Beach is known, as Jim mentioned, for its hospitality. You'll be treated, you'll be welcomed by the Redcoats, the Committee of 300, guaranteed to have a great time. And final words, Jim, as you wind up your 31 years you've been?
Your 31st year, exactly.
Final words to our viewers.
Well, I think that one of the parties that's really been responsible for our success is going to be on your show right after me, and that's the mayor. And Mayor Beverly O'Neill has really taken advantage of the marketing opportunities and the ability to showcase the event and all of the positive attributes that the city has to offer. And she and her staff and city manager, Jerry Miller, have really begun to market the city and taken advantage of the fact that you have a lot of eyeballs and you have a lot of people who are interested in our event, and we can translate that into a positive development as far as the city is concerned, which has year-long and decade-long ramifications to it. So that's the kind of integration you have with the private-public sector, whereby, yes, we're running the event here, but the advantage of it accrue to everybody that's involved, including the city, and that's what we try to achieve here.
Well said. Thanks so much, Jim McCallion. See you at the race.
Thank you, Rich.
Stay with us. We'll be back with the mayor after these messages.